Our cultural memories are kept alive, often in the relics we leave behind, and too often historical artifacts are all that remain of vanished cultures. Today, 3D printing has opened up a whole new avenue of historic preservation, and students at Mid-Pacific Institute are working with technology created by a global 3D scanning organization called SciArc, to scan and create a permanent record of some of the treasures of Hawaii. Brinker Ferguson is the digital production manager of SciArc. She's been working with Mid-Pacific students, and she's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's sort of give an overview of the technology, Brinker, just to sort of set the stage. But basically, you can scan a statue or a monument and have a very accurate record of its dimensions, everything about it, yeah?
Yes. So at SciArc, we use a variety of different technologies, but our main one is LIDAR, or laser scanning. And basically, what it does is it uses a pulsed beam of light to record mm-hmm. the X, Y, and Z coordinates of the surface of a building. And this information not only gives us X, Y, and Z, so depth information, but also can give us some color information or intensity. So it calculates how long it takes to hit a surface and then return back to the scanner. And we can take thousands and thousands of points in just a second.
Some of that technology has been around for a while, the whole idea of focusing a lens and getting distance from that once the image is sharp on a camera, for example. You can tell something's 100 feet away. But what does the laser add? Information about color, you said intensity of the color.
Correct. So say, for example, you were scanning a building that had some black color. Depending on how long it would take the laser beam or the wavelength for the laser beam to return to the machine, mm-hmm. we can tell if it's a lighter material, darker material, if it's a material that absorbs more intensity. So it gives us a lot of information, but we also do photogrammetry, which is using a camera and overlapping images by about 60%, and that gives us X, Y, and Z information as well. So as you just mentioned, kind of the stereo camera.
So you have all three dimensions recorded, and recorded really in great detail, yeah?
Yes, and actually this information, it's terabytes of information. And once it's in the archive, we can call that information back and not only create blueprints for engineers, but also conservators can use this information for line drawings. And then we also use the data to help tell the stories of the site and educate the public.
And what does it take to gather that information?
So depending on the size of the site, generally it's about a week to capture. We go to a cultural heritage site. We do what's known as a scan plan. So we sort of determine how to set up the laser scanner so we get every angle and every surface of the building or structure. And then really it depends on the size of it, but then we just start to scan and pull all of that data together.
We have, you know, history is filled with stories of civilizations we know almost nothing about because we have very few or no relics of them. And recent history, sadly, has seen the destruction of historical artifacts around the world. That's part of what SciArc does, is to try to preserve that, work against that trend, yeah?
Yes, and we were founded in 2003. With the destruction of the Banyan Buddhas in Afghanistan. And since that time, we have really had the mission to digitally document and archive at-risk heritage sites. We've done over 200 sites on all seven continents, and a large part of our focus right now is in Syria and Iraq and the Middle East, really at-risk heritage sites because of human aggression.
Yeah, well, human aggression has become a real threat. Are there other threats to the preservation of artifacts as well, one of them just being nature, yeah?
Definitely, as well as natural disasters, environmental issues. So working in Hawaii here, you know, one of the main issues that we've been talking about with Mid-Pacific students is global warming and the raising of the sea levels.
What kind of work have Mid-Pacific students been doing using your technology here in Hawaii?
So Mid-Pacific Institute, we've had a collaboration with them for about 3 years, and they use 3D laser scanning as well as a suite of software to kind of visualize and archive this data. And they've really been able to be trained with SIARC staff and take this to a whole new level. So they've done lots of sites all over Hawaii, I had the opportunity to visit the class yesterday. The teacher's name is Heather, and it was wonderful to see all the students making sure their metadata was correct and archiving and registering their data.
So if you are going to do this with a site that hasn't been archived before, you want to be able to get, I'll call them, just oversimplify it by calling, you want to be able to take pictures of it from all angles, or you want to be able to observe it from all angles and record from all angles. Do you kind of plan that out as you, say, encircle a statue or something like that?
Exactly. So before we visit a site, we do what's known as a scan plan, and we meticulously scan out or plan out exactly how we're going to capture every surface of a structure or building. And we do that through terrestrial laser scanning. We also use unarmed vehicles, also known as droned, to be able to get the tops of structures. And then we also use other technologies such as structured light or photogrammetry to capture details.
So you would have a drone sort of flyover of a site, of an object, and then as it's able to transmit information electronically to a laptop computer on the ground?
So all of the data is captured on an SD card, and then once the drone returns to us on site, we pop out that SD card or pop out that data, put it into our computer, and on-site we register the information to make sure that we haven't missed any portions or missing any data sets.
This is sort of like Uber photography in a sense. I mean, photographers work around the limitations of two-dimensional images and being able to only see things from a single perspective, but this is kind of an extension of what cameras do, right?
Yes. So with cameras, it's certainly wonderful to have that documentation. And actually, the Banyan Buddhas were photographed before they were destroyed. Unfortunately, what cameras or photography doesn't do, unless you do the overlap with photogrammetry, which is a technique, really photographs are for identification. But with laser scanning or photogrammetry, with that X, Y, and Z information, you can actually pull up engineering-grade calculations to know exactly the depth, the size of any structure or building.
You could actually reproduce a lost structure under the worst case scenario. You could actually reproduce something that had been lost using this in great detail, almost down to the everything except the specific materials, I would think.
Yes, and actually an example of that is several years ago, we did a project in Uganda with the Kasubi tombs, and unfortunately, after we scanned them, they were hit by arsons. The government then called us up and asked for the data, and we said absolutely. And they've begun reconstructing the tombs with the original materials and using that data to basically reconstruct the original blueprints of the site.
Well, let's hope that's not too often necessary, but it's great to know that it exists.
Yes.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Brinker Ferguson is a digital production manager for a 3D global 3D scanning organization called SIARC. They're doing a presentation this evening at Mid-Pacific Institute at Wood Hall. It's open to the public, showing student work of scanning historical sites around Hawaii. And that's available to the public tonight at 6 o'clock.